Mr. Vice President, ladies and gentlemen, this is a strange and a unique celebration. Here in a town in Tennessee are gathered thousands of people honored by the President, by the presence of the Vice President of the United States, by members of the Senate and the House of Representatives, and by the Governor of the state. Why this celebration? This morning, the gates through the fence surrounding the town of Oak Ridge have been opened. Opened for good. The strangeness and the uniqueness of this event lie not in the taking down of these gates, but that they were ever up in the first place. A visitor from Mars, seeing the high fence, the guards, the gates, might wonder, is this an American town, or is this a forced labor camp celebrating its liberation? It's not natural for an American town to be closed off from the normal free flow of people and commerce and culture. It's not natural and normal that Americans would be willing to consent to live behind gates. It's in this fact that lies the deeper significance of this occasion. For the young history of the town of Oak Ridge is a reassuring example of an old American trait, the ability to adjust to an emergency, but without losing sight of our basic perspective and our basic principles. Americans are individualistic and self-reliant, but when it's necessary, they'll even go so far as to live behind fences, but only when it's clearly necessary. It has to be justified in each case. The moment it's no longer justified by the fact, most Americans will have no part of it. The town of Oak Ridge was established in a time of an emergency. This country had embarked on a daring program whose very existence we tried to keep secret. The town grew up behind fences and guards. Its name never appeared in the postal guide. Its telephone exchange was never listed at Central. But we moved from fact to fact. Today, there's no earthly reason why nearly 40,000 Americans should secrete themselves from public view. But it is necessary to keep secrets and to protect the very important work that goes on in these production plants over yonder. So a new and a very strong fence has been built around the plant area. By confining the guarded area to these essentials, the physical security of the plant has been maintained. This business of constant reassessment in the light of present conditions is symbolic of the whole problem of security and secrecy in a democracy so far as the atomic energy program is concerned. The paramount purpose and objective of the atomic energy program, a responsibility the Commission feels very deeply, is to assure the common defense and security. How can that best be achieved? Well, first of all, we must always remember this. The American rule is not secrecy, but freedom. Freedom is the rule in our way of life. Secrecy is the exception to the rule. There are places, unhappy places, in this world today, where secrecy is the rule and freedom the exception, but not with us. This country didn't become strong by hush-hush. It's through the open, free interchange and movement of ideas and people that this country has thrived to become the strongest, the most prosperous, and the happiest nation in the world. It is this ideal of openness and freedom that is the heart and soul of America. This is what our huge national military efforts and expenditures are all designed to defend and to make secure. Guards and fences and secret stamps on documents in themselves do not provide real security. If it were just a matter of fences, safes, and guardhouses, it would be a simple problem. For genuine security has to be positive as well as defensive. What we are trying to do in the United States is to maintain and increase our leadership in all aspects of atomic energy development. To do this, we need the best efforts and the new ideas of many people. It is an open and competitive atmosphere that best calls forth good, new, fresh ideas and the best efforts of men and women. But against this, we must set the compelling fact that in the state of the present world, it would be foolhardy not to try our very best to conceal and hold secret the substantial areas of the atomic energy program, and this the commission is doing. And it's a tough and a costly job, full of headaches and sleepless nights. So the whole question of secrecy and security becomes a matter of balance, of weighing factors one against another. Mr. Vice President and friends, it would be a gigantic delusion and one that could cost the American people their freedom. Should we ever come to act on the belief that secrecy and security are always the same? They are not always the same. Sometimes secrecy is necessary and is the best way to further our security. Sometimes to keep things secret would impair our own security, our own military and physical safety. The factors must be balanced with a coolness of judgment and without jitters in each particular case. So where necessary, we shall have to continue secrecy and guards and fences. But let's be sensible about it and do it only when it's necessary. When Oak Ridge was first settled, it consisted of rows of hastily built houses and huts immersed in red mud. But today, as everyone has observed, it looks much like an ordinary town. The more normal in appearance and in every way it becomes, the happier everybody will be. This will take time to accomplish, and it's not without difficulty, but it's worth the time and the effort. Oak Ridge played a great role in the days of war. May it perform even greater deeds in the building of a world that, with God's grace, may be a world of peace.